Your mind has to be stronger than your feelings.
Be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of sacrificing some blood.
You will find little joy in your command, but with luck, you will find the strength to do what needs to be done. Kill the boy, Jon Snow. Winter is almost upon us. Kill the boy and let the man be born.
I was that guy who ran away from absolutely everything that I got in front of me.
And nobody can destroy you if you won't let them. All right? Don't let them. You're a man. You are a man. Stand up and be a man. Make the hard decisions. Make the sacrifices. Make the unpopular decisions. And become comfortable in your own skin. And if you are not a person that you are comfortable being alone with, that is the one person in this universe that you have full power, full right, and full responsibility to change.
Legends aren't defined by their successes. They're defined by how they bounce back from their failures.
Every poor decision you've made in your life,
gosh,
there was more emotion that was involved in it than there was mine. Every single one of them. Think about it.
It really was.
Your feelings keep you in bed. Your mind tells you, get up.
Yep, you can see it, you can do it.
But the beautiful truth is you can do anything.
You know, basketball for me was the most important thing. So everything I saw, whether it was TV shows, whether it was books I read, people I talked to, everything was done to try to learn how to become a better basketball player. Everything. And so when you have that point of view, then literally the world becomes your library to help you to become better at your craft.
There comes a day where being average, being mediocre, is just sickening to you. It's just sickening. It makes you want to throw up because you've seen people with far less talent than you. As you're growing up with them, their childhood buddies, wherever else, they didn't have what you had. Yet now they're fucking to become something that you haven't. There comes that day. It's either when you're young, you know, and it strikes you on the baseball field because you're sick of striking out. Or it's when you get fired from your fifth job, you know, and your wife and kids are on your ass because you don't have support anymore. There comes a fucking day where push comes to shove. Where being mediocre, being like average and shit just fucking burns. It sucks so much. You can't deal with it one more day.
You see, we are created in a magnificent vibration, in an absolutely magnificent vibration. Born risk takers, free. That conditioning takes place after birth. You can change it. Takes guts. Takes goals. Now, do you know something? You're sitting there watching this and you're thinking, my God, I'm going to change something. Now we say, keep reminding yourself that you have tremendous reservoirs of potential within you. And therefore, you are quite capable of doing anything you set your mind to. You really can. I don't care what the cynics tell you. Quit listening to some of your peers. Now, all you must do is figure out how you can do it, not whether you can or not.
You're up 2-0. What's the story? Are you not happy, or you're only half happy? Or
still to be happy about.
You're up 2-0.
Job's not finished. Job finished? I don't think so.
Okay.
If you had to create a human, what would you put them through to make them tough? It probably wouldn't be a really chill life.
Yeah.
What would you put them through to make them patient? We probably wouldn't give them things immediately. And so it's like we want these traits, but each of the traits has a price tag attached to it. And it's just like, do you want to pay the price tag to get the thing? And so I think if people reframed the period of life that they're going through as the price that they're paying out of their wallet, but the wallet is their time, it's the seconds of life that they're trading for it, then I think more people would be willing to make the trade. Because at least when I look at myself, like when I'm 80 something years old and I'm looking back at my life, I want to have these traits. But in order to have those traits, I know I have to go through these things. And I think for me, that's given me a lot of comfort in hard times.
What if I told you that the world around you, your job, your bank account, your relationships, your circumstances, isn't happening to you, but responding to you? that it's not the result of fate, luck, or hard work alone, but the direct mirror of what you assume to be true about yourself. Stay with me, because once you truly understand this, reality will never look the same again. Tonight, I would have you know a simple truth. You are not waiting for success. Success is waiting for you. There is no power outside of your consciousness. All that you behold, though it appears without, it is within, in your imagination, where the seed of every future is planted. Success is not something you chase, it is something you awaken to. Begin now to assume the feeling of being wildly successful. Walk in the consciousness of already having achieved what your heart desires.
What should you actually think about? What should you actually think about before you open up your mouth and talk? Well, I would advise you to think about what it would sound like if someone else said what you're about to say. And not from your perspective either, from other people's perspectives, because your perspective doesn't really matter at this point, because you think you're so smart that what you're about to say is an awesome revelation that you are going to bless the world with. That's why you're about to open your mouth. And unfortunately, there's a good chance, there's a really good chance that what you're about to say is not a revelation and it's not something to bless the world with. Chances are, what you're about to say, there's a decent chance it's a waste of breath and it's a waste of other people's time.
But the quality is to develop the quality of being unstoppable. Develop the quality of being unstoppable. Say in yourself that no matter what life throws at me, it'll never stop me. No matter how rough it gets, I will never quit, and nothing will ever stop me.
Every single one of us is faced with, at some point in our life, and that's feeling stuck. Feeling like the odds are stacked against us. Feeling like our dreams are impossible or that we'll never be able to accomplish them. But what if I told you that impossible is just a starting point? If you view impossible as a starting point, I think you're going to make some major, major discoveries here today. So I want to share with you 10 individual stories, people that you know, people you admire, who started right where you are at right now, people who have had every reason to give up but didn't, and because of that, they changed the world. I hope this is something that'll sort of inspire you and motivate you today and give you some perspective, because sometimes that's all we need is a little bit of perspective.
Winning in the game of power is learning, is constantly learning and adapting to the situation.
Let me teach you the real life, how it really is. The reason why you're a loser, and the reason why you're not fucking making it, and the reason why you're trying to go through all these, I go to all these fucking conventions, speak all the fucking time. I look in the fucking audience and these people sign up every year to go to a convention, thinking they're gonna learn something fucking different. No, you're lazy. You know exactly what to do, exactly what to do. Because even me, in my state of, I can't read and write, I knew exactly what to do. It just sucks doing it.
You don't have enough time. And no one does. No one has enough time. It's a finite commodity, and we're all running out of time. And that is why we can't waste any time. Can't waste time sitting around and doing nothing. Can't waste time scrolling through social media. You can't waste time flipping through the various streaming movies that are available to you. You can't do that. You can't waste time. Not a second. In fact, what you need to do every chance you get is you need to make time. You need to make time. You need to get up earlier. You need to pick up the pace when you're going to your car, maybe even jog a little bit.
Always fly high with eagles. Don't fly low with egos. As success comes, people start to feel themselves a little bit. And when you think you are who you think you are, layman terms, it's over. Anywhere I go, by the way, I'm very low key, under the radar. I believe in stealth wealth. I believe in building things that people don't know about. That way I can continue to build it. Because the minute people know about it is the minute they want to try to destroy it.
Father, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
You can act like a man!
Lazy people do a little work and think they should be winning,
But winners work as hard as possible and still worry if you're being lazy. So if you're a winner, you ain't comfortable.
In the short term, your success depends on your intensity. In the long term, your success depends on your consistency. Do not sacrifice the latter for the former.
Be a dangerous man. Now, being dangerous is not being a threat. They're two different things, all right? And it's not about going out and lifting weights and getting a bunch of tattoos and wearing leather jackets and walking around with your chest and shoulders up, hulking around saying, I'm dangerous. That's very rarely is that a dangerous man. Often the most dangerous man in the room is the quietest man in the room.
The reason the goal isn't coming at you fast enough is because every person you've seen accomplish the goal, you only see it the moment they accomplish it. And the reason that it hurts so much when people are like, must be nice, oh, that happened overnight, is because every time you fail, no one cares and no one sees. But when you finally win, people take notice. But it's the only time they notice is when you actually win. And so to even further reinforce the point, the fact that everyone looks like an overnight success means that the 10 years where they sucked, no one saw. And so the fear that you have about people noticing the fact that you fail is ridiculous because they're barely going to notice when you succeed.
There's a moment when every boy realizes no one's coming to save him. And that's when he becomes a man. And some boys never get there and stay children forever. And it's important when we step out of this. Like, this stuff matters because no one's effing coming to save you. No one's going to make you better at your business. No one is going to get you to be a better persuader of people or framer of people other than you.
Hard times create hard men. Hard men create soft times. Soft times create soft men. Soft men create hard times.
Two forms of pain. Pain that breaks you and the pain that changes you. The pain that destroys you isn't this shit. It's later in life knowing you could have been more. And all that's left is you and the fucking mirror and tears of a possibility left that you allow to die. Own your fucking life, guys. You get every opportunity. There's no excuse not to be the hardest motherfucking worker in the room. In all your endeavors, schoolwork, the gym, your career, your relationship, your name's attached to it. It's gotta mean more than anything. That's your name, it's all you got. Don't sell out.
Sleep, I wake up, I work, go to sleep, wake up, work, do that 7 days a week. I'll have to do that for a while. No choice.
To win, you gotta lose. To be successful, you gotta have something that's not successful. To be happy, you gotta have disappointment. So I think all of those things have evolved and happened to make me who I am and understand the benefits and the privileges I have for being who I am.
If you don't believe in yourself, then who's going to believe in you? It doesn't matter how hard you work, that I'm willing to work harder than you.
You know, people get up every day, they do the same thing. They tell themselves they're gonna change their life one day and they never do. I'm gonna change mine.
Here's my advice to you today. Walk away from the 97%. Don't talk like they talk. Don't act like they act. Don't go where they go. Don't specialize in what they specialize in. Throw away the blame list they cling to. Start you a new life.
It's time to stay focused. It's time to decide clubs, partying, trying to fit in and socialize, rub elbows with everybody so people can stop calling you weird. Why are you so antisocial? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you staying on the basketball court so much? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you out there practicing in the hot sun when ain't nobody else out there? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you not clubbing? Like every time I text you and invite you to go do something fun and cool, you always studying because I'm trying to get it. Let me tell you something, homie. These women ain't going nowhere. These clubs, these parties, all this shit ain't going nowhere. The more weird you are is a reflection of how committed you are to focusing on your shit.
Small minds discuss other people, gossip. Good minds discuss events. Great minds discuss ideas.
You never get better if you're not willing to put in the time. And basketball is very similar to the game of life. There's going to be ups and downs. Sometimes you may turn the ball over 7 times in a row. But if you put in the work and you constantly put in the work, you can't allow that one mistake to go into the next play. If you allow 7 turnovers to go into my next possession with the basketball or that next possession in life, if you allow that divorce or if you allow that passing away of somebody or that loss of a career to go into the next 8 plays, you'll have another 8 turnovers. You have to be willing to say, that was back there, that happened, but it doesn't mean it needs to happen now.
Walk through the crap, come out the other side, and when everybody's looking at you and laughing at you and thinking that you're just a piece of crap, you have to be able to look back at those people right dead in the eye, and when they say you got crap smeared all over you, you look down at yourself and you have to say, yeah, I do, but I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep going. And if you do that and you don't allow the shame and the regret and the heaviness of what you just went through, if you don't allow that to stop you and you just keep going, all that crap that you're covered in, it starts to fall off of you, right? It starts to fall away, and eventually you're good again. You cannot allow that to stop you.
Which would be worse? To live as a monster or to die as a good man?
If you want it, you gotta go get it.
Reminder that if you want to be exceptional, you're going to be different from everyone else. That's what makes you exceptional. You can't fit in and also be exceptional. Both have discomfort. When you fit in, you have internal conflict because you're not being 100% you. When you're exceptional, you have external conflict because everyone sees you as different. Pick one. When your friends start to say, you've changed, remember it's because they don't know how to say, you've grown.
Everything is possible in your life when you believe. When you believe, everything is possible. You have a tool.
But if you want to see if you're a brave person, what they call the 4 o'clock in the morning courage, wait when things go completely to pieces, when things are the worst, when your very best deal falls apart and your rent is late and you're tired and you're sick and everybody is mad at you and your car doesn't work, then it's the person that picks themselves up and says, nothing is going to stop me. The best quality in the world that you can develop is to develop the quality of being unstoppable. Develop the quality of being unstoppable. Say in yourself that no matter what life throws at me, it'll never stop me. No matter how rough it gets, I will never quit, and nothing will ever stop me.
Consider how many people you know who might have run down the steps on the last day of school and thrown their notes in the air. School's out! Whether or not it's the last day of school because they're graduating, even just any other year up until graduation. Summer! I don't have to learn anymore. Where does that come from?
There's a moment when every boy realizes no one's coming to save him. And that's when he becomes a man. And some boys never get there and stay children forever. And it's important when we step out of this. Like, this stuff matters because no one's effing coming to save you. No one's going to make you better at your business. No one is going to get you to be a better persuader of people or framer of people other than you. And I just feel like that's one of the more profound philosophical comments. There's a lot of grown men and women that are still boys and girls because they think someone else is coming to change their life. You say otherwise. What would you say to someone who's still living in that delusion?
Wake up.
I deserve this life because I worked my ass off to get it. Y'all out here running around creating this smoke on the brink of destruction, and it's all self-inflicted. You did it to yourself. Trying to live up to the hype and create the smoke that you're doing. You ain't doing it. You still got work to do. Stay on that basketball court. Stay on that football field. all the homies texting and calling and trying to make you feel bad about being so focused. It's grind season, homie. It's not about today. It's about the future. You do the work now. Do the work now. And all of this that you could ever want to do for your family, your kids, your loved ones, it's all going to be on a whole nother stratosphere. It's time to stay focused, man.
If you want to be successful, if you want to fulfill your potential, study the men and women who are fulfilling their potential and just do what they do. And finally, with regard to courage, the great expression of courage is to persist in the face of adversity, to persist when things really get rough, to be able to pick yourself up and pick yourself up over and over again. And believe me, if you decide to go for the goal in your life, you're going to get knocked down over and over and over and over again. Every single week, you're going to have heartaches and disappointments and frustrations and setbacks and obstacles. But without those obstacles, no success is possible.
This is why I say stay hard. Because when you weren't given the gifts, the only thing you can do in life is stay hard. And I know people cannot stand me. They can't stand this talk. This is all you can do. There's no magic pill or a magic potion. All you can do is outwork the man that God created, or woman, in you. And what that looks like is unfun. That's why I said do not do a documentary on me. Because people will not see the truth. They will see what they want to see. I don't want to live like that. Good. Good. And you will live exactly the way you live now. Questioning who you are. Wondering what is possible. Wondering what you are capable of doing. That's how that looks.
The only way we can be successful is if we develop momentum. And we cannot develop the momentum unless we are struggling with obstacles. And struggle with adversity goes hand in hand with all great success. What most people do is they back away from adversity. But if you want to see if you're a brave person, what they call the 4 o'clock in the morning courage, wait when things go completely to pieces, when things are the worst, when your very best deal falls apart and your rent is late and you're tired and you're sick and everybody is mad at you and your car doesn't work, then it's the person that picks themselves up and says, nothing is going to stop me.
But not one second before, we stop making excuses for not having what you want.
But it's gonna sting because you about to grow. You about to go. You about to glow. You about to go to a whole nother level. You feel me? You about to grow into something, transform into something you ain't never seen before. And then you about to glow.
You have one life. Don't settle for mediocrity.
Don't settle for mediocrity. The only true test of intelligence is if you get what you want out of life. And there are two parts to that. One is getting what you want, so you know how to get it. And the second is wanting the right things, knowing what to want in the first place.
One of the most important life skills that anybody can develop is focus and concentration.
Till you reach this level of pure pain that nobody else can ease, you'll never know what being a champion feels like.
How do I find my passion? How do I find what my life's task? How do I find what I'm meant to do?
The definition of greatness is a lot of small things done well. Greatness is not this one thing that jumps out of the sky and say, he's great. Greatness is falling, getting up, falling, getting up, falling, getting up.
It's the moments in life, the decisions you make on a moment-to-moment basis that add up to be the guy or not the guy. Tonight, I did something, you know, that I feel more of a guy. For me, who I am, my guy. You know, repeat that over and over and over again. It's just, one, it's a better life. You feel like more confident, you have a better sense of reality. You know, the way you go about your day is in a more productive fashion. You're more goal-oriented. They all just synergetically go together into a movement, a force that's very unstoppable, man.
Ain't nobody showing up for you because you ain't showing up for you. While you waiting, you getting frustrated. While you waiting, you getting impatient. Like, stop waiting on it and start becoming, start doing. But it's gonna sting because you about to grow into something, transform into something you ain't never seen before. And so influence what? Influence yourself. I wasn't waiting. I went and got the GED. I wasn't waiting. I got the 40. Kobe wasn't waiting on nobody. Jordan wasn't waiting on nobody. Bron ain't waiting on nobody. What are you doing?
If you get into a situation where you don't have enough power to give the aircraft the speed that it needs to stay in the air, then you're going down. You're gonna go down. And if you have enough altitude, if you're high enough above the ground to point your nose down and gain enough speed using gravity and give you lift, then you can recover.
Leave everyone with the impression of increase. Whatever you put out is gonna come back. So you don't have to get it back from them. You're going to do things for people that will never have the opportunity to do anything for you. What do you care? They're part of the universe. You put it in the universe will give it all back. It's a law. It has to come back. It's a law.
Be good with yourself. You don't get to be another you. You can make improvements if you want. You can make new decisions if you like. But you can change anything about you. All you got to do is make the decision. It's hard to make those decisions, but you got the power to decide. You can decide to do anything, man. The mental capacity of a person is amazing. You have to understand how your mind actually works.
Purpose meaning doing something that creates an impact on others. Passion is for me. Purpose is for you.
Lion is the king of the jungle. How can he be the king of the jungle? If he's not the biggest, the elephant is probably one of the biggest. He can't be the fastest because that's a cheetah. He can't be the smartest. So he's not the biggest, the fastest, or the smartest. So how does a lion become the king of the jungle? His mentality. That's the only difference of a lion and an elephant. When a lion walks up and sees an elephant, he thinks lunch. An elephant thinks run. And it's all mentality. Because when a male lion walks up, he may be outnumbered by a pack of hyenas, but I'm king of my jungle because of my mentality.
First, you have to challenge yourself. Are you truly a number one?
One way to build up your self-esteem is to live up to your own code very rigorously, have one, and then live up to it. Another way to raise your self-esteem might be to do things for others.
One thing straight off the bat that everybody needs to realize is that if you are succeeding in a life that you don't enjoy, think about how much more successful you would be in a life that you do enjoy. It's my belief that fear is a much more powerful driver than desire, that most people are running away from things that they don't want as opposed to running toward things that they do. The amount of discomfort that you need to go through to become someone of note in any field, whether it be...
Because then every rep that you do, every workout that you do, will get you one step closer to the goal.
Welcome every human experience. You never know which one is going to turn it all on. Sometimes from the bitterest experience comes the greatest awakening. Let life touch you. Don't let it kill you, but let it touch you. So let down the barriers, take down the walls. The same wall that keeps out disappointment keeps out happiness.
Never complain, never explain. And what it means is, don't complain about life. Don't explain what you're doing or why you're doing it, just do it. By whining and complaining, all you're doing is making people think bad things about you, looking weak. And when you complain a lot, you have a mindset where everything is a kind of a potential complaint. Stop whining and stop explaining yourself and just do things in the world and let your actions speak for themselves.
Talk about manifesting. It's fucking real, man. Manifesting is real. When you figure out who you are and what you want to do and you devote your life to it like a maniac, like you're all in on this thing and you manifest, most of these people end up doing what they say they're going to do and being who they say they're going to become. It's real. And there's no excuses. There's no not willing to grind and everybody's against me and this didn't happen for me because of this and that and all this whining. It's these people who dive in and they're hardcore and they're focused and they know what they want. They know who they are, and they lay out these short-term goals and this roadmap on how to get there. Most of those people make it.
We all know when we're relaxed, exactly the person we want to become. The question is, do we believe we can become it? Without that belief, every journey, we'll run into a debate. That debate is when pain starts to fill the body. You weigh the temporary pain for a said lifetime of pride.
There's nothing out there for me.
And that's the problem. You hung up your cape and your cowl, but you didn't move on. You never went to find a life. You lost them. But that's all part of living, sir. But you're not living. You're just waiting, hoping for things to go bad again.
When do you become a man? When you get a driver's license? Like, what do we do? You're 16, we give you a driver's license. Okay, well, like, you get a job? Mm-hmm. Like, when do you become a man? You become a man when you become responsible for other people. And part of that is taking accountability.
Yep.
And so, like, I'm very new to this being a man thing. And I'm still not there. And I'm on a path. But I didn't have no, like, I grew up in a culture that told me going to war made you a man. Going to prison and coming back makes you a man. Making $1 million makes you a man, you know, and it doesn't.
What are you gonna do? How bad do you want it? There's two options: to continue forward, pushing upward. And if you do, that dream is given birth, and forever you will live in the reality of it. If you stop, quit, throw in the towel, I promise you there's no distance you can travel far enough to find that dream again. For it is dead, and in its death, it's replaced by regret. Right now, it's your choice.
Damn, Rod, come on! What's the matter with you?
Tomorrow. Let's do it tomorrow.
There is no tomorrow! There is no tomorrow!
I study the darkness. You find no fucking answers in the light. None. It's too happy. It's too nice. And we don't need to be taught how to live in happiness. That just comes naturally to us. Happy moments, but the dark times, man, you can't get there unless you put yourself there. Life will take you there.
Anything to be influential. You know, the universal stems from the specific. Where's your soul? Where's your heart? Where does it start? Do you want credit for it, or do you want to see the other person do well? It's the most selfish thing I've done in my life is give, because of the joy that I get from it. I love it. I don't like it. I love it. I didn't do it by myself. I couldn't have done it, obviously, without my mother. I couldn't have done it without my wife. I couldn't have done it without my children. Who teaches you to be a man? You know, but fame is a monster. These ladders of battles, roads we have to walk in our given lives, be you famous or whoever's out there listening, we all have our individual challenges. It's cliche, money don't make it better. It don't. Fame just magnifies the problems and the opportunities.
Everything changed for me when I realized that we're not meant to feel excited and perfect all the time. I started accepting that where I am right now is where I'm genuinely meant to be. Tough days are all a part of the process. Lean into them. Bad days are also part of a very good and meaningful life. So on my toughest days, I think about getting through one more day, one more workout, one more rep.
The secret to living is giving. As I said, I've been through so many things in my life that were so scary, so painful. But I've never gone back to that scarcity, never ever again. If you'll give when it's hard, if you won't give the dime out of the dollar, if you're not gonna give a million out of 10 or 100 million out of a billion, forget it. But if you'll give when you feel there's nothing left, you're gonna discover on the other side is no more fear. And what really stops us, my friends, what stops everybody from grabbing the opportunity is the fear. And I'm not enough. I don't have the time. I don't have the money. I don't know the people. I don't know the fees. I don't know where to start. It's all BS. Trust your spirit. Trust your soul. And the rewards are beyond imagination.
For sure, the most difficult thing is keeping your goal and your eyes set on that and not being distracted, not giving up. I think the easiest thing in life is to give up on whatever, you know, whatever you're focused on or whatever you're hopeful for. The hardest thing is to keep going, but we have to. Like, we have to continue to hold on. And I would imagine for so many people out there, that is probably the most difficult thing.
There is a way out, that there is a way to do more, to get more, to obtain more. But I personally don't want to lose all that I've been able to get. So I need to make sure that I do everything to keep it. So I can't be content.
I don't care how good you are in anything. You don't have discipline. You ain't nobody.
Right.
You're nothing without discipline. Because you give up on the slightest struggle without discipline. I mean, discipline is doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
Doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
Do you fear anybody?
No. No. If you're up willing to fight me, we can fight. No problem. Come and try me. Anyone.
If you have to ask how to get motivated to go to the gym, you don't need to be going to the gym. You don't want it enough. When you're sick and tired of looking and feeling like shit, you'll show up, motherfucker. I'll see you there. Because you're going to look in the mirror and you're going to be like, fuck that. You're going to want to be in the gym. And if you're going to make this a lifestyle, you have to lower the barriers, make the gym cheaper, closer, training partners, exercises you like. And you have to raise the impetus, goals, inspiration, and a fucking goddamn real desire to be there. The people that have no problem showing up to the gym are the people that want to be there. And no amount of Rocky Balboa fucking movies are going to get you to that place. A lot of that is also built with the experience of having the gym be a place where you get results by pushing yourself, winning little mini challenges, and having fun with it.
Until you change the internal dialogue in your head, until you callous over the victim's mentality that the world is out to get you because of you are the only, you gotta change that shit, man.
Yeah, but you don't understand my life, David.
Yeah. I do. So that's the thing about it. And that's why I can talk about it. But yeah, I get what you're saying. A lot of folks don't I get that mentality. I once had that mentality that no one understands what the fuck I'm going through. And if you keep that mentality, you're going to stay in the same exact spot that you're in.
It's not about being perfect. It's about just every day, one step at a time, trying to be better, trying to do more.
Yeah.
And I'm learning a lot about myself. I've had to break myself down in order to be able to be better. And it's enabled me to connect with more people. It's enabled me to realize my place in the world. And I don't feel like I don't belong anymore. I feel like, I've got a place and I've got a purpose. And I think a lot of people are struggling to find that purpose, but it's okay. You will find it. Do not give up. Keep getting up, you know, like just keep saying those things to yourself.
It's hard when you're young to wake up in the off season at 6 a.m. to go train and work out, knowing that all your friends are sleeping in and eating pancakes. It's hard when you're on your way to practice, weighed down with all your gear, and it's 90 degrees out and all the other kids are at the pool or at the beach, and your body is already completely exhausted from workouts in 2-a-days. Only to go home that night bruised and battered and strained, but knowing you have to show up again the next day for just the chance to try again. But understand this, life is hard.
There's more light in you than you know what to do with, and there's more light in you than you can possibly manifest, and the way to find that out is to challenge yourself against these massive problems and to find out that you're the one that can deal with them. So that's a great thing to know. There's far more to you than you think.
What I've understood is that what people are doing has nothing to do with me. I should always be a step ahead because I'm thinking differently, because I'm thinking about myself. Making myself better puts me in a position to make others better. Be the example, not the problem. The best way to take away the problem is to alienate yourself from it.
People think that you should be weak and you should be docile and then you should be a pacifist. He goes, no. You should be a monster. He said, you should be a monster. You should be ruthlessly ambitious and then learn how to control it. And it's that old expression. It's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war. It's an old expression, but it makes sense. Because it doesn't mean that you can't be kind if you're strong. But it does mean you can't be strong if you're weak.
Whatever you choose, free weights or machines, no one piece of equipment is capable of working magic. For optimal results, the single most important factor is intensity of effort. The results you realize will be totally dependent on the energy you put forth. So give it your all and realize your ambitions. This is your host, Mike Mentzer, wishing you much success with high intensity training.
When things go wrong, they always seem to happen at once, and they just compound on top of each other, and it's pretty easy sometimes to feel beaten when you're faced with all those issues and all those problems, and they all hit you at the same time. But let me tell you that doesn't mean give up. In fact, it means the opposite.
Give a man a purpose and the ability to achieve it, and he will crawl over broken glass with mm-hmm. a smile.
Hmm.
And I think that feeling capable and powerful and competent and respected and admired is something that will get a man so far.
Mm-hmm.
You give a man those things, and he'll deal with suffering until the ends of the earth. We're designed to do that. We're designed to suffer. We're designed to deal with that suffering.
Mm-hmm.
But it needs to be in service of something.
Yeah.
You know, the man that suffers and doesn't have competence, capability, purpose, respect, meaning, admiration, that's a man that's depressed.
Every human being that is not successful versus every human being that's successful, the only difference between them is mental toughness. One group, when they come up against trials and tribulations, they shrink. One group of people, when they come up against a recession, they shrink. So everybody wants to be a beast until it's time to do what beasts do. If you become a beast in this industry, nothing or no one will stop you. The reason why a lot of you are not where you should be is because you're not in beast mode. And you need to go beast mode.
What did I learn about myself from the highs and lows of my life? The highest point of my life and the lowest point of my life, what did I learn about myself? I learned that I don't let the highs and the lows affect me too much, because we're going to have wins, we're going to have losses. We're going to have successes, we're going to have failures. We're going to have good nights, we're going to have bad nights. We're going to have good relationships, we're going to have bad relationships. We're going to have good ideas and bad ideas. We're going to make money, we're going to lose money. All these things are going to happen. And if you oscillate emotionally up and down drastically, it's going to be problematic.
And when you get to the point where all you want to do is be successful as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. And I'm here to tell you, number one, that most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. You don't want it badder than you want to party. You don't want it as much as you want to be cool. Most of you don't want success as much as you want to sleep. Some of you love sleep more than you love success. And I'm here to tell you today, if you're going to be successful, you've got to be willing to give up sleep. You've got to be willing to work off for 3 hours of sleep, 2 hours. If you really want to be successful, some days you're going to have to stay up 3 days in a row.